Welcome to another edition of Pandemic Made. And today I'm talking to Philippa Smith. She's the owner and operator of Beyond Balloons JA. Welcome, Philippa.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, Philippa started her business in the midst of a pandemic. Tell us a little bit about your business and why you decided to start right now.
So, because of the pandemic, I was laid off from the hotel I was working at. So I was in tourism. And it's funny because I was not actually at the hotel when the pandemic started. I had taken a few days leave to come to Kingston to help a family member in a crisis. And boom, the pandemic hit. So I actually did not return to work. So I received the brunt of not going to work, not being able to see anything change over the period. Then I was laid off while I did have a second job to help cushion that, immediate layoff. That second job was not bringing in enough for me to sustain myself as I would normally do.
And tell us a little bit about how you found out that you were laid off, because you said you weren't at the hotel at the time. I mean, a lot of people who were laid off in the pandemic have some interesting stories. Was yours abnormal? Was it a late night email? How did it happen?
So for me, because I was already on leave, the day before I was to return to work, I received a call from my manager saying, "Oh, don't worry coming back to work." But by this time, my Knoxford Express bus was pulling into Pier 1 for me to head to get ready for work the next day. So I took the bus from Kingston, thinking, "Oh, I'm going back to work tomorrow. Let's head in and get myself ready for work tomorrow." Only as my bus was pulling into the Montego Pier 1, I received a call from my manager saying, "Oh, don't worry coming in. We will be extending your vacation."
Extending with pay.
Just extending my vacation. With regards to the pay, they told me I had to take my vacation in order to get paid. Yes, so I didn't want to do that. However, I was forced to take my vacation, take every kind of time I had, personal time I had during the pandemic. And once all of that was done, I went through the 3 months, received the what's that pay card that we got from the government again? The set cash. Received the set cash, and once that was over, I was then laid off.
Wow. And what was that like for you in terms of emotionally?
For me, I would say traumatized because one, I was living on property at that time. So that would mean living in Hanover because the hotel I worked for was in Hanover, and not having any family in that immediate area or close, all my family being in Kingston, that would mean that's a dramatic move right in the middle of a pandemic, So I had to then get all my things and literally move everything from Hanover to Kingston in the middle of that. Find somewhere to keep my things, and even to stay a longer term. But of course, my family was there, so it was traumatic and a lot in the moment, but my family was a cushion for me.
So you had support.
I did have some
And you
support.
also had a second job. Tell us a little bit about what that second job afforded you during this time period, because making the transition to a small business must be difficult in terms of there's a significant startup cost associated with it.
Yes, so this second job, while I, funny enough, my laptop stopped working and I had to bring it back. Thank goodness, everyone, please make sure you get your insurance on your devices. If it was not for my insurance on my device, I probably would not have been able to continue my second job because I depended on my laptop for that second job. It started acting up, it went blank. I returned it and they said it crashed. So I lost a lot of things from that laptop. However, because of the insurance, I was able to, I had to pay up because I upgraded to a new one. So I had to pay the difference for that one, which cost, as well as another insurance for that new one, that cost as well. But I did it, continued that second job.
And
It's
that's online.
online, so that was okay for me. I didn't have the idea for this small business at that time. I was just going through the motions, hoping that, oh, this will die down by October.
And you were job hunting
I
in.
was job hunting, going on interviews, doing different assignments that these interviews had me do, only to not hear from these different
Company.
jobs, these different companies. Like, oh my word, what am I going to do? I've always been solely responsible for myself, and I don't want to be a burden to anyone around me because everyone around me was going through their own personal
Drama,
dramas.
turmoil.
Yes. And me being a self-sufficient person from the moment I left high school, moving into college, this was very new territory for me. I've always lived on my own, being able to pay my own bills, not having to be in someone else's space for long periods of time. And trust me, that can make you feel like you're out of place, like you don't belong anywhere. And mentally, that can be like, oh my word, you know? So I decided that coming through November, October, that I sat down, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? Because it does not seem as though this pandemic is going to let up, and my skill sets clearly are not getting me the jobs that.
And what's your skill set? So tell our viewers a little bit about your background, your educational background, and sort of, what you did at the hotel and what you do probably online.
So I went to the Adamani College of the Visual and Performing Arts,
Oh.
where I went predominantly to the visual arts. I have a bachelor's in fine arts. But because I would work summer school, I have teaching experience. So I was able to land two teaching jobs, two different high schools. Then I moved to designing for a overseas company. And then I went to the hotel where this was sort of designing but personal wise. So I would decorate, I would create special moments
So like
for,
weddings, stuff like that.
well, not in immediate weddings, but I would create special moments for the bride and groom in their room or newlyweds in their room, but not exactly wedding. That would be a different department. So persons that are celebrating special events and they travel to Jamaica as a gift to themselves or a gift from another family member, I would go ahead and even make that stay more special for them from the hotel. And this was all gifts from the hotel, so they do not pay for these things, and it's always a surprise.
Okay, so I'm getting married and I booked to stay at this hotel, and you're the person that's in charge of my special surprise. Give us a sense of what that means. Like, is it my bed is decorated? Is it the swan things that they put on the bed, or what exactly does that entail?
Okay, so first things first, you what while you do tell the hotel that you're coming on this special vacation, it's not a guarantee that you would receive something special from the hotel. We sift through a lot of details and on how we choose these persons, and we don't make any contact with you. One day you're out in the hotel, maybe you went to dinner with your special person. You come back in, you see a bubble bath with wine, roses,
Oh,
anniversary
nice.
cake, an entire ambiance of romance and feeling wow, you did not expect this, you did not
So
ask
it's
for this.
completely surprised. It's not like the day that I arrive, I see balloons
Yeah.
and okay, all right.
It can be at any point in your trip,
Mm-hmm.
and you have no idea that the hotel is doing this. We just get the room. Of course, we are vetted before we even get the job. So there are different procedures that are taken. We enter your room. We have turned down service usually to ensure that the air inside the room is nice and neat, and so we create these special moments for different
So this
persons.
gives you a broad-based set of skills, and you also taught. And then now in the pandemic, you go through the motion where you're no longer working at the hotel. How financially prepared were you for the pandemic?
I would say I was in the middle because I had just cleared up some debt, and 2020, I would say, okay, this is the year I'm going to seriously start saving. I opened my Sagicor Affirm account, and I had my insurance, I had my savings, and I was going to pay X amount every month and really build. And I had a lot of plans. I had my vision board ready for 2020, and by March, I had to be going back to the bank and asking them in order to not allow my policy
To
to
go in the
collapse.
default,
How do I prevent that? And it was difficult for them to answer that question because, of course, everyone was going through this. No one expected it. So patience, being patient was also a plus. In order to work with these different businesses and, ensuring that my different transactions were okay because they themselves did not have all the answers as yet.
So it's a waiting game.
It was a waiting game. And, so I had some savings because I had started late December, early January, moving into the
So
year.
that was like a little bit of a cushion because you find out around March that you're out of a job. You now have to live through April, June, July. And when did the business idea come?
It wasn't until around my birthday, I turned 29, and I sat down and I said, okay, it's October and this pandemic is still moving strong. And with my teaching experience online, I'm able to speak to persons all over the world. So I was receiving firsthand information of what it's like in different countries, Japan, China, Brazil, France, Italy. It was a lot of persons speaking to me online from my lessons, and they were expressing to me how bad it was and what they were seeing around them. So while in Jamaica, it seemed for different persons, it seemed